Welcome to the Zwandiri Radio Show, brought to you by AfricAid, supported by the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, as well as USAID. And today we're going to be checking up on mental health, such a very important issue that is so ignored and sidelined in so many communities because of our various religious beliefs, traditional backgrounds. And so that's what we're going to be exploring today. Joining me today for this particular show is Shark Boy. What's up, Shark Boy? How related is it, Joed? Dude, your line is so bad. As you know, radio ya kavurika ere koko.
No.
Okay, your line is so bad right now. I'm going to have to, hang up a bit and maybe try and call you back on a different line. But who's joining us for today? Much better. So who is joining us today?
Okay, so today in Zanduza Achieving Spirit celebrate mental health. So today we have Auntie Wongai, our mental health specialist from AfricAid, Auntie Nyasha, our Zandiri mentor from Bulilima district, and then Tino Limba, our cat from Mwenezi.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. And always remember, kutizo show, you know, you got aizi ngori yangu na Shark Boy jete, ne makets, neji aewa, no. This is your show as well, and you can participate. We are live on the Zwandiri Facebook right now, as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook. So check us out on Facebook and start following right now. But you can also join us on the U-Report platform, and all you have to do is SMS the word Zwandiri, the number is 33500. Mine's one, Ditka. 33500. And this platform is for free. So, and Susan Makamira Chine, Nejo Koshak.
Even there's some for Rotara and Super YouTube platform because it's for free.
And I isn't going to a Saturday, Chete. Pesipesi poni ngo na waiter question kano pani chincha kunenza Chete ka ovongo bata phone yango ovongo SMS out to Zwandiri 33500 and you're good to go.
You're right. Yeah. So up to you, Auntie Wongai. Could you please make us understand, Kuti, what is trauma? Because he suits Gazire.
But remember, Shark Boy, and question indi Tinovimba Jese na Auntie Wongai, but tombo tangana Tinovimba first and then tozo nzwa kuna Auntie Wongai.
Okay,
hi everyone. I'm Tinovimba, a kid from Mwenezi district. From my own understanding, trauma means the response to a disturbing event. Shinokonzera kuti munhu atadze kutsungirira pane zvinenge zvaitika.
Thank you very much, Tino. And now over to you, Auntie Wongai.
Response, you are right. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a mental health condition. And, you know, people just call it trauma for short. It's a condition that develops as a result of things that threaten our security or threaten our lives. So if we are in situations that or in environments that threaten our lives and that make us feel exposed, vulnerable, unsafe, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder can develop as a result of those situations. So, for example, if a person is involved in a car accident, you know, that's a threat to a person's life. There's a very huge possibility and the likelihood that they can and will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. So also, if, for example, again, if somebody is beaten up And you know the beating is so severe that they feel they fear for their lives, or they're constantly being threatened in that way. You'll find that trauma can also develop as a result of that. Also, if somebody is sexually abused and sexually molested, raped, those are things again that can make a person feel unsafe and can cause trauma. And in Zimbabwe, you know, you remember Cyclone Idai, you know, where all of that water was such a threat, and people were afraid for their lives, and a lot of them did develop post-traumatic stress disorder because they were afraid of the rain. Now, if it started raining, they started moving to higher ground and things like that, because water that they used to love, water that used to just work for them in their fields, had become something that was a threat to their lives and something that was threatening, you know, their livelihoods, and, you know, had taken their loved ones, and trauma had sort of developed from that. So it's anything that threatens our lives, anything that makes us feel scared and makes us feel like something bad is going to happen to us, and that we could potentially lose our lives. It can cause post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wow. Shagboy, what happens to Wisisa and Dizzy?
And that's super bad. I would be panic or something bad.
And, you know, Auntie Wanga, if you could also explain to us further, what does trauma have to do with COVID-19?
So looking at how we've sort of defined and conceptualized post-traumatic stress disorder, or said, you know, what we said it is, you know, COVID-19, you know, sort of falls into that category. And so COVID-19 is a condition, a virus that's in the air that just emerged in our system, we would say, in March, but in other areas, it was last year, maybe around December there, where it started being, you know, discovered, and people started dying from it, or people started being sick from it. And so if you look at the fact that it's a condition or a disease that the world knows very little about, or knew very little about, you know, that people couldn't really fully understand, you know, where it came from, and how it was spread, and we had those discussions around, is it airborne, is it not airborne, is it on surfaces, how long does it stay on surfaces? And then, you know, people are pushed into lockdown, you know, something that has stopped the whole world from sort of functioning in the usual and the normal way that we were used to working and that we were used to functioning. So it then became and was and is a threat to people's lives. And so when you then find things like it also is affecting people with chronic conditions a little bit or a lot more than, you know, those without, then you then find people with cancer or high blood pressure or sugar diabetes or, you know, any things around renal failure, or even our beneficiaries, you know, people living with HIV, you then start wondering, or they also then start wondering, that are they safe? Are they going to be okay? Or is this thing going to take them out? And because of those qualities that COVID-19 had, you know, when it started as a condition and as a disease, it had the potential to cause trauma because of fear, not having knowledge, not understanding what was going to happen, who was going to be saved, who was going to die. And you find, you know, that fear response was so much in people, especially at the beginning. People were drinking any and every concoction that they could make, and people ended up being sick of lots of lemons and lots of homemade brews and concoctions, because there was just so much fear, because it stood as a threat to our lives and to the way that we used to do things. And you know, that's how COVID-19 would then, you know, seem to be a traumatic event and a traumatic thing. So even when we are, you know, now getting out of lockdown, and lockdown is not as tight as it was, you know, in March and in the weeks or months that followed that, you still find that, you know, the effects of trauma will be there, where people will be afraid to interact, where people will still be afraid to go out, where people will still be anxious, you know, that they have COVID-19, even sometimes when they don't, and things like that, you know, they will still affect people's mental health. If somebody coughs or sneezes in a bus or, you know, in any public space, you know, people might still be quite anxious because, you know, COVID-19 it has trauma elements and a trauma feel to it because it threatened people's lives and threatened their sense of security in a world that, you know, they just, and we were just used to walking around, doing what we did, visiting friends, touching people, touching surfaces without worrying that something bad is going to happen to us.
Thank you very much, Auntie Bongai.